The UNBC Timberwolves women's soccer team used a pair of Paige Payne goals and some excellent goalkeeping from veteran Brooke Mulby to beat the UFV Cascades 2-0 on Friday in Abbotsford. The Timberwolves came out the more assertive side, working the ball into the Cascades' third on a number of occasions in the opening minutes, but a pair of shots from Claire Turner couldn't beat UFV keeper Jovan Sandhu. In the 16th minute, UNBC got on the board. Callista Kirkness won a ball near midfield and sent it into veteran striker Paige Payne, who did the rest, creating separation and beating Sandhu with a low shot just inside the post. The goal opened the scoring for the Timberwolves and was good for Payne's fifth of the season. With UNBC leading 5-0 in shots through 25 minutes, the Cascades looked to turn up the pressure, working to create turnovers as the T-Wolves attempted to play out of the back. They'd do well to earn 4 corner kicks in a 5-minute sequence, but the UNBC backline of Kirkness, Avery Neistat, Mara McCleary, and Cambria Mellum did well to hold the fort. In the 38th minute, Payne was sprung in close by a nifty Hannah Emmonfeed, but her dangerous shot was turned away by Sandhu, with the juicy rebound just eluding a number of threatening T-Wolves. Late in the half, the Timberwolves played out of their own beautifully, working down the pitch until Hannah Emmond found Payne at the top of the box. The Kittimat product made no mistake blasting it from 18 yards out and beating Sandhu for her sixth of the campaign. When the official signaled for halftime, UNBC held a 2-0 lead, on a 7-2 advantage in shots. In the 56th minute, UNBC nearly found an insurance marker off the foot of Kira Heyman. The second year from Penticton won a ball 30 yards out, advanced 5 yards and hammered it past the outstretched keeper, but rang if off the crossbar. In the 82nd minute, Brooke Mulby put her stamp on the game. After turning away a one-on-one Alana Sindham attempt, the product of Squamish showed her ability on the ensuing corner kick. After the ball was popped up in the air, a header by the Cascades looked labeled for the net until Mulby reached back with one-handed and somehow corralled the ball and made an incredibly athletic stop to keep it 2-0. Eventually the Cascades ran out of time, and the Timberwolves earned a 2-0 victory over UFV, to improve to 3-5-1 on the season. With the defeat, Fraser Valley falls to 0-4-5 on the Canada West campaign.